information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh thank God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hi, hi, and welcome to This Was Criticast. The name is Larry. At the end of another interesting week, it's always interesting, there's always stuff happening. I mean, if there wasn't stuff happening, then I wouldn't have a Criticast for now. And I'd start talking about fish and, you know, dog nets or where to find your favorite pet. Maybe I should talk about that one day. Who knows? Anyway, what happened? It's the first week of October, and October every year is, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for men that are out there that think, oh, it's got nothing to do with me. Hey, look, you have relatives. You've got relatives that you're related to that are female and so forth. So they could be affected by breast cancer. And not only that, breast cancer also affects men. So the more you know, the better. It's not just about knowing, pass the information on. It's all about awareness. Then also, this week, Themba Mlisiwa, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about that. His thing with the Herald. Not even going to talk about that. It's just too weird. Also, what happened? Amara Brown and that dance at Chokwe Festival happened. Yeah, there was this dance. You know, she's got a song called Crystal Blue Moon. She said, when I interviewed her, she said she was coming into your bedrooms and broken hearts. She's a very sexual dancer, she is. Very, very, she's definitely a sex symbol in this country. Shout out to her. Also happened this week, the Zimmer Awards were postponed due to what do they call it? What was the name? You know, the thing that we use these days called logistics. So logistical reasons, yeah. We hope it happens because we need awards that are specifically targeted at music. So yeah. Generations went off air. And on this past week, you remember there was a fight between the former, well, not a fight, we can't call that a fight anymore. They got fired. The cast of the famous South African soap opera got fired. They got kicked out. And yeah, there were no episodes anymore. So it's gone off air for 2 months. And the South African Broadcasting Corporation, I don't know, says that the show will be back the first month or the first week of December. So they're going to have a new show. Going to have new characters, I guess. So, I don't know. We don't really care. Also, coming up this week, Tuku's launching his 62nd album. It's called Mkombe Wemvura. 62 albums. I don't even have one. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't have a guitar. I don't sing like him. So, you know, I'm not that old either. So, well, shout out to him. Carl Joshua Ngube is launching an African comedy channel. And it's going to be using it to promote African comedy. And again, if you want to check it out, it's on feelgoodafrica.weebly.com. Yeah, some interesting comedy from Africa. The skit by Basket Mouth is crazy. It's just intense. And also what happened, there's Highlanders versus Dynamos. There was that violence that broke out. No, not Highlanders versus Dynamos. That was a couple of weeks ago. Highlanders versus some team. I can't remember, Shabani Mine or somebody, or Platinum Music, I don't remember. They played against somebody, and they lost the match at home. They're playing at Hartsfield these days, so yeah, Barber Fields is being renovated for something or the other. So the Highlanders lost that match, and their fans, true to form, resorted to violence, and that's just disappointing. It's becoming a recurring theme, and you know, people say, okay, Islanders, you play in front of an empty stadium and stuff like that. But, you know, suffering already from not having enough money. I think there's no clear position in as far as security from the powers that be. But shout out to the Zimbabwe Republic Police for containing that peacefully. They did very well to deal with the hooligans. There was a point in which hooligans were planning to stone the team bus on its way out. And, ZRP sorted that out. Strange thing that happened in Harare. Dynamos fans threw objects onto the field after their team scored. Yeah, it's weird. You can't do that. It's just weird. Your team is winning and you throw objects on. You know, it's weird. And finally, also related to football, Zimbabwe has lodged a bid for the Africa Cup of Nations 2017. Yeah, Algeria is also in there, and a couple other countries. I think it's going to go to Algeria, but you know, you always hope. Yeah, you always hope. You always hope it's going to happen, but you know, knowing our luck is probably won't. But yeah, you know, I'm sounding pessimistic, aren't I? But yeah, it won't. No, it won't.
Heading up the turntable. Turntables.
Today's hottest music. Maybe fatal if swallowed, but be our guest.
50, yeah, cocktail. Wake hot, play hot, go pinacho. 50, simbe basa vamon pinacho. Tap the switch after two bars, new bars. Oh gosh. Handitambele vanu vanogara muchikwere. Mamiskos angu pana kasuku were. Diri mutuma asandisima were. Nda uya mzozi chinja budo kuita pere. Chaku spaka, huna vargu nakwa. Chaku da life ben utaka taka. Walk in my shoes, see my pata pata. Nda raza andi pere, putu ye bata. Mic test 1, 2, nda kupeza vest. Wona chiri kutanga, uchiri pari yes. CST cocktail. Who's the best rapper, best MC, who's the best?
It's my car, we Atina Clara Tejina, we Mano Tire, make it the Baba, no Jojo, into CST, Panama.
Yeah, that's a track from a man by the name of CST featuring a guy by the name of Pito Boy. The track is called Makarwe. And Makarwe. Yeah, what kind of pronunciation was that? Anyway, Pito Boy, strange name for an artist. I mean, Pito, I'm not suggesting anything, but yeah, gotta give it a think before you name yourself. Anyway, the name is Larry. You listen to the Quiddicast, and now I'm going to talk about something that's happening in Harare this Saturday. It's called the Miniskirt March. It's being organized by an organization called the Katswe Sisterhood, and they're making a statement against abuse of women walking around in town and not being able to wear miniskirts. Now, for those who think this is ridiculous, and you know, ridiculous from that, none of this is happening. Now, look, we're going to tell you that this is happening. There's abuse that happens downtown, and especially in areas where people get public transport, where if a woman is wearing a miniskirt or, you know, something that some, you know, pillock or idiot or whatever it is out there thinks, no, this is indecent, based on his weird sense of morality. I don't know what morality he's talking about, because, you know, in essence, if you look at it historically, we used to wear nembe, so you know, you can't really be saying, hey, we don't wear that sort of thing in our culture. Some idiots have said things of that sort. Anyway, so Katswe Sisterhood is starting a walk from Townhouse in Harare at 9 a.m. To Market Square via Copacabana or whatever it is, and essentially is to make a statement. What they are really marching for is a right to life. Now, people may think that I'm going extreme with this, but listen to me. It's a right to life, because being alive means you're allowed to express yourself, and dressing yourself up is a form of free expression. So for me, I'm firmly behind this, pun intended. Because later, you know, when you look at it, a friend of mine from her Zimbabwe, that's Fungai Machirori, said this might achieve nothing in the short term, but it needs to be done. This has to stop. We can't have people being abusive of women. You know, it could be your sister or your child. It's ridiculous. I hate it. And besides, I mean, why should we suffer and not see, you know, women dressed up in miniskirts? Any guy with a vein that pumps blood through it and results in a pulse, and therefore is alive, likes to see a good pair of legs. Some idiot out there deciding, no, you can't. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Stupid. Hate it.
DJ, spin me another record.
As the saying goes, it takes two to tango. just choose the tree leaves. Cause your perfection, it's extra vivacious and so rich and feminine. It's a perfect time to show you how much you mean to me.
Yeah, that's a young man by the name of Richie. The track is called Ruvarangu. Shout out to Natalie for hooking us up with that one. The name is Larry. You listen to the Quiddicast. And then on the other side, I'm going to talk about tips for dating a single dad by popular demand. The name is Larry. It's the Quiddicast.
You're rocking with the baddest DJ.
Yeah, the name is Larry, it's the Quiddicast, and a couple of episodes ago, not quite a couple, probably like 10, 15 episodes ago, I did a section when I said, this is a relationship segment, the third segment always, I talked about tips for dating a single mum, and then some people start saying, okay, how about tips for dating a single dad? So I went and did a bit of research and said, okay, you need to take care of a certain things. Some things are common between dating a single mum and a single dad, but because you're dealing, one is male, one is female, there's certain things that are just different. So I'm just going to go through everything that I believe you need to tick when dealing with a single dad. First of all, don't get involved with the kids, you know. Just don't. Just they're his kids, and you just need to stay out of that space. You know, just don't be, if you're going to get involved with them, be kind to the kids, be nice to them, and be, you know, be nice. And then the other thing is, the ex is here to stay, so don't ignore the other parent. Don't be one of those people that, you know, even if the guy badmouths his ex, don't ever get involved in that. You were not there. It's got nothing to do with you. The next thing is, don't sleep over unless you're engaged to her, because kids get attached very easily. So don't have those situations. You have a nice sleepover and, you know, you're just messing about, really. And, you know, it won't get messy. The kids are a priority in his life. Number one priority in his life. So what's going to happen is that he might not necessarily have as much time as you think he might have for you. But at the same time, make sure that if you feel that you're being neglected, have a private chat with him. Because sometimes men don't realize that, you know, even guys who don't have a kid, sometimes don't realize that they're neglecting their partner unless the person has a word with them. But have a nice private word with him. But don't make it about fighting with the kids' time or space or whatever. Just say, you know, I understand the situation you're in. Don't even call it a situation, because situation makes it look like it's unfortunate. It's happy to be a dad. Don't be scared to talk about your insecurities, about the divorce and how it happened, and if you're having mixed feelings about certain situations, have a chat. You know, he's a grown-up person, so, you know, you don't want to be like weird and, you know, just keep things inside and keep your suspicions inside and so forth. Be open and clear about things that you find uncomfortable. Also, because he's got kids, money may be tight. This is something you need to be mindful of. That means he's got school fees and kids that suddenly get sick and that sort of thing. So don't expect him to always take you on incredibly expensive dates and that sort of thing, unless he's got a ridiculous amount of money. But, you know, there are going to be limitations to what he can or can't do with you. Also, very important to take note of this one. This is like a really super important thing. Be normal. You know, don't treat him like a nick. And as super important to notice also is, he might be thinking of never having kids again. He might be done. So you might be getting into a relationship which, if it becomes serious, like super serious, you become an instant mother. And with that, he's like, yeah, I'm done with the kids thing. Moving on to another section of your life. And that's how you can maintain a relationship with someone who's a dad. Yeah, with that, I said thank you very much for listening to the Quiddercast this week. The name is Larry, and if you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiddedeye.com, or you could get in touch with me via Twitter. Follow me at Quiddedeye, or go to my website www.larryquiddedeye.com, or you could also get me on WhatsApp. That's the thing, actually. +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to the legendary DKR. They have an album that's coming up soon, but I'm going to play you something that came off an earlier album called Kudakwashe. The track is called Magodo, Rise Again. The name is Larry. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I noticed that my people still think like slaves. Sick with AIDS as parents put their kids in graves. And governments holding back grain with their fifth brigade. Young kids age 16 carry 6-inch blades. They're killing in the streets, they're raising low clips and gauges. Sick for rage, just slit their own wrists with razors. These slave laborers getting pimped for wages. The tax man raised before you pick up your payslip. And in the first world, see most of these policies are racist. The rich nations robbing from the poor they trade with. Behind their every fortune, there's a crime on its faces. The only reason they're so rich is because of them slave ships and exploiting Africans and Asians. These jail workers are like Freemasons and the architects of this matrix. Puppet leaders are set up in governments that are makeshift, claiming independence. We don't have the power to have change. All people will rise again. The power lies within. The freedom's worth more than lives of men. So by any means, we've got to overcome our enemies. Keep our weapons near, and if we die first, it better be. Our people will rise again. The power lies within.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?